Today's scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 14 verses 19 to 28.
今日嘅读经经文系喺《使徒行传》十四章十九至到廿八。
We will first read this responsively, first in English, and then in Chinese.
我哋会用启译嘅方式嚟到读，首先读英文，之后读广东话。
Acts chapter 14 verse 19.Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead.
But after the disciples had gathered around him, he put up a man back in the city. The next day he was in one ground and left.
They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra.Iconium and Antioch.
You must go through many hardships to enter the kingdoms of God, they say.
Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust.
After going to the princes, they came out.To the
and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them.And how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. Let us read verse 28 together. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples.
使徒行传十四章十九至到廿八。但有些犹太人从安提亚和以哥念来挑唆众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。对那城里的人传了福音，便好些人作门徒，就回路使得以哥念安提亚去。二人在各教会中拣选了长老，又禁食祈祷，就把他们交所信的主。在别家讲了道，就下亚大利去。到了那里，聚集的会众就述说神所行的一切事，并神怎么为外邦人开了信道的门。我就去读。二十八节，二人就在那里同门徒揾了多日。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
神祝福所讲嘅、所听嘅说话。
Today we have the great pleasure of having Mr. Jin Chung join us to bring.
我哋今日好开心，今日有郑先生嚟到同我哋分享信息。
Well, it's good to be back once again, everyone. Good to see you.
好高興再一次見到你大家。
I see some new faces as well as old ones.
見到有啲熟悉嘅面孔，亦都有啲新嘅面孔。
And we are in the same page as we worship and praise God for the expansion of His kingdom on earth in our local church.
咁好高興喺呢個地上教會睇到呢個國度嘅擴張。
Also, it is great honor for me to be able to preach today. So, thank you for the session, as well as the members of this church for inviting me back again.
咁好高興可以再一次翻嚟同你分享神嘅話語。
And one special note to that is I've never preached before my kids and my wife together, who is sitting in the back, so it is also a great honor for me to be able to share the gospel with them.
And
I think it's how Paul and Barnabas felt when he and Barnabas went back to Iconium, Antioch, and Lystra, as well as other places that they have planted a church, to see their old members again.
And
with that appreciation and pleasure, and as well as happiness, I would like to kindly invite all of us to pray before we begin. Let us pray. Dear God, we ask you to open our hearts this morning. Open our hearts so that your word be a swift word to us. Would you please allow us to pass your word from the ear to the heart? And from the heart to the lip and conversation. Just as the rain returns not empty, we pray so neither may your word return in empty, but accomplish that for which it is given. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now Paul and Barnabas were if you were to ask who's your best or who's your favorite theologian or who's your favorite apostle, I would pick Apostle Paul.
There
are numerous reasons, but one of them is how he was treated as God, like Zeus and Hermes. It is because God has given them the power of the Holy Spirit to do miracles which normally cannot be done. But more than that, when you read the book of Romans or epistles of Romans, his logical sequence of what has God initiated in the beginning to what is to be done in the revelation is just fabulous and it's just great. But just like many of us today, not including you guys and including other church members in other churches, what he has taught requires some sort of extra attention and extra studying. To some, it is not easy to understand what he's saying in the Epistle of Romans. And perhaps that is one of the reasons why when Barnabas and Paul were preaching the gospel, some believed and some did not. Even though he's the greatest teacher in the Jewish culture, as well as the 13th disciple of Jesus, what he had taught, what he had done, did not always produce success after success. And sometimes in our understanding of success, it's all about the number of the church, number of the congregants in the church. And oftentimes we forget to leave 99 behind to chase after that one lost sheep. But regardless, I think none of us is a better theologian than Paul. So none of us or none of the pastors in this day and age, if they even try their best and their results may be somewhat good and somewhat bad, I don't think people should be discouraged. Just as Apostle Paul, when he returned to Lystra as well as Antioch in Syria, he said, only by through many tribulations, you are entering God's kingdom.
So
juxtaposing entering the kingdom of God always entail some sort of tribulations.
当你做咁多嘢嘅时候，好多时候都会有好多嘅艰难。
But Paul was specific in terms of what kind of tribulations. It's not just some, but it is many tribulations.
佢话唔单止会系有一啲嘅困难，佢话实际上会有好多嘅困难、艰难。
And I wish to challenge some of you today, especially the younger ones who are listening. Are you willing to go through many tribulations for one thing that you hold on to?
我想今日想挑战大家，尤其在座年轻嘅人，又话你愿唔愿意去经历你面前许多嘅艰辛呢？
Or will you apostate? Will you turn around and follow and enter the large, big door rather than the narrow door?
亦话你会去跟随呢个世界走嗰个嘅宽阔嘅门，而唔会去走呢个嘅窄门。
Strange enough, some of the Jews who were preached the gospel in Antioch, we're not talking about Antioch in Syria, we're talking about Antioch in Pisidia, they have traveled 100 miles to where Paul is in order to stone him.
咁你睇到就话当时嘅有啲嘅犹太人去走一里几嘅路啊，去到安提柯呢个地方，为咗想去打死保罗。
And this was a response to the gospel message that Paul has preached, and yet people were responding to plan on attacking and killing and stoning him to death.
因为保罗曾经讲过嘅道，所以啲人想计划想用石头钉死佢。
And luckily, we are living in a world where Christianity, or there is a freedom of speech as well as religion, so there's no persecution like this when we share our belief.
咁當然喺我哋今日嘅世界，我有呢個嘅言論自由、宗教自由，但喺當時嘅社會唔係咁。
But perhaps maybe that is the reason why, as a church, you and I, body of Christ, must go into the places where there will be persecutions.
但你同我今日喺教會裏邊嘅時候，我哋會走過呢個荊棘同埋困難。
Because through tribulations, through many tribulations, for the sake of the gospel, we enter the God's kingdom.
咁如果我點可以進入到神嘅國咧？
And this is definitely for younger kids, younger ones here, that you may have not experienced that many of tribulations as of today.
咁可能對於後生嘅人，你今日冇真係經歷過好多世界嘅困難。
But just to reiterate, when I was in Beijing studying for Chinese and for 3 years, when I shared my faith, there was some sort of backlash as well as persecution planned ahead. And I was almost kicked out of the country.
咁我記得好多年，我有三年喺呢個北京學呢個嘅語言嘅時候，我曾經同啲人分享我嘅福音，但係咧結局就有啲人想計劃咧係攻擊我。
And perhaps this is one of the reasons why so many young people are not staying in the church when they go off to college, but depart from the faith, which is exactly what Paul did when he returned to Lystra, continue in the faith.
咁亦都係呢個原因，點解可能好多讀大學嘅人，佢去大學之後，佢唔再想去信主，而啱啱就同保羅呢度所講嘅係相反。
But regardless of what the reasons behind the Jewish's attempt to stone him death, they succeeded.
咁但係喺呢個猶太人保羅呢個情形裏邊，佢成功咗。
And they succeeded to the point where they thought Paul was dead.
佢以為釘死咗保羅。
So these numerous Jews who traveled 100 miles from Antioch and another 20 miles from Iconium to the Lystra, they believed Paul was dead. So they drag him out to the city, and Paul was not moving.
咁呢啲走咗百幾里路嘅人去釘死保羅嘅人，佢以為自己成功咗，釘死咗佢。
But what's more striking and much more surprising is that the next day, there were disciples of Jesus, there were disciples of Paul, who came to Paul, who was outside of the city, and that kind of made him, that kind of helped Paul to rise up.
咁但係好奇怪，就有啲人去嚟到去幫助保羅去逃走。
Now, we don't know how there were already disciples in Lystra, but their help, the disciples' help, their presence encouraged, helped, and even brought him back to life.
咁但係呢啲使徒嘅出現嚇，亦都令到保羅得到呢個嘅鼓勵，亦都令佢慢慢嘅好轉。
But my question is, why did you wait all the way until he's dragged out of the city and the next morning? Why didn't you intervene before they were about to stone him?
咁個問題就話點解啲人去等到保羅俾人哋打，俾石頭掟咗，俾人拉出咗城？至去救佢，唔一早佢俾人打之前就去救佢咧。
I mean, where were they before when Jews traveled to stone him to death and they were actually succeeded? Where were they?
咁當佢哋去用石頭釘佢嘅時候，呢啲猶太人又呢啲人又喺邊度咧
？It's like how Peter denied Jesus three times at the height of his own, at the height of danger of his self being, his self security.
又正如好似當日呢個嘅彼得，佢唔認耶穌一樣。
And it is so easy to believe Jesus. It is so easy to come to church. It is so easy to pray in the name of Jesus when there are when dangers are not visible.
去當你個生活你嘅情況好安穩嘅時候，去信耶穌係容易一啲。
But the true Christianity, true faith, shines.In the midst of tribulations.
但当艰难来到的时候，你信仰上面的真光又会显现出来。
And I would probably say that one of the reasons why Paul had to die and resurrect, sort of, is because of what Ananias prophesied in Acts 9:16. Perhaps it's the fulfillment of prophecy. We're not reading that.
咁我覺得保羅幾乎死而翻生，就好似應驗咗喺呢個《使徒行傳》第九章曾經講過一段嘅經文。
Now, what is more striking than so-called late arrivers is that the desire for Paul to travel to Derbe next day to preach the gospel.
而佢跟住一日，佢就傳講神嘅信息。
He could have gone back into the city and take some rest and get helped and get recovered, but he did not do that. He traveled another 60 miles towards east to a city called Derbe to preach the gospel and make disciples.
咁保罗佢与其去休息一阵等自己好翻但佢其实即刻就去坐船坐咗60几里去到呢个特比嘅地方去传讲神嘅福音。
Remember, he almost died yesterday.
佢啱啱琴日至死过翻生。
So probably in today's term, he should be in ICU right now.
可能佢應該其實喺呢個嘅深切治療部。
But he took off all the things that he had. He changed his clothes and he went on with Barnabas because he wanted to preach the gospel to these people.
咁佢好似洗個面、換件衫，即刻就同巴拿巴去呢個城市去傳講神嘅福音。
And the reason why I am mentioning is this because sometimes we hear the gospel and yet it is so trivial to us.
好多时候我哋听到呢个福音，呢个福音我哋听翻嚟系点样样嘅咧
？Like church life is kind of an activity you do on a weekend. It's not something that drives you who you are.
好多时候好似去翻教会系啲礼拜尾嘅事吓，唔系真系一样会推动你生活嘅一样嘅嘢。
And what we ought to learn from Paul is that the mission that God has given you people should not stop you from going.And should not stop you from stopping, but keep on going, no matter where you are, no matter how you are, no matter how bad you are.
无论得时不得时，无论喺咩情况里边，我都会行神去差遣我哋要行嘅路。
When a man and a woman is on a godly mission, nothing can stop them.
当呢个人系真系睇到神去呼召佢走边条路嘅时候，冇一样嘢可以停止佢哋。
When you receive the word so that you wanted to preach or to share, even death cannot stop you, people.
就算死亡都唔可以令我哋从神吩咐我哋嘅使命上边去停止落嚟。
If the gospel has touched your heart is fully convicted for the gospel, for the mission, then nothing can stop.
如果你嘅内心系俾神嘅圣灵去触摸嘅时候，知道系你要做嘅嘢嘅时候，冇一样嘢可以令你停止。
Now it is not because someone is more competent and more energetic and more strong and stronger than any other Christians。
唔系话有啲基督徒好过另外一啲嘅基督徒。
And nor not because Paul has experienced so much from God in a personal way. But the only reason that nothing can stop them is because the mission is given by God. The great commandments.
这个大使命,
go make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That mission from God is what drove Paul and Barnabas to go to Derbe. And his physical well-being, his things of that is created nature cannot stop that of eternal nature. Now you may also ask, some of you may also ask, so are you telling me to be stoned to death for the gospel?
有些人会问是不是你叫我去第一章来传福音传到被人家找石头钉死为止呢?
And then some of you may also ask, is it worthy to be stoned to death for the gospel?
如果你因为神的缘故去传福音被人家钉死这个是不是值得呢?
Or if you have a little bit of faith and you may ask this question rather, who is this Jesus that made the Apostle Paul continue to preach regardless of his health?
而一个问题就是究竟是什么令到这个使徒保罗无论什么情形都好都继续下去传福音呢?
And to risk his own life,
而将甚至去牺牲他自己的性命呢?
Like I said in the beginning, if you really think about it, Apostle Paul was the greatest missionary of all time.
保罗是这个差传里面一个很成功的例子。
He was the most powerful missionary. He performed miracles. He saw wonders. He preached the gospel. He was actually raised from the dead, which was only done before, previously, done Lazarus or Jesus.
他就是说,好像这个拉撒路被耶稣去从死复活过来一样,他都濒临这个死亡的边缘。
Surely, if his ministry is so successful, so powerful, then why is he being stoned to death? Why is he not continuing success after success? Now, I think, in my opinion, it's because of the definition of success may be different from ours and that of God.
其实我们今天人所说的成功成就和神所眼中的成功成就是否会不同呢?
And if you really look closely and scrutinize the definition of success that we have, it could be, not for everyone, but it could be man-centered. But for God, it is God-centered.
最重要就是说在神里面神眼中的成功是由神去解释的。
And for this reason,
以神为中心的。
And for this reason, we can be 99.99% sure whether the thing we plan or the thing that we would execute is successful or not if or by analyzing the true motivation at its core. Is it after your own benefit or someone else's glory or is it for God's glory?
究竟是为到你自己的好处、你的成就，亦或是为到神的原因呢?
Simply put, is it, are you selfish Christian or are you selfless Christian?
你是一个自我为中心的基督徒，亦或是一个无私的基督徒呢?
I wish to continue on going on in this topic of not being so-called health and wealth Christian, but because of the restraints of the time, let me move on. And at the same time, it is possible to see that the running to the next city was no mere miraculous work, but purely out of fear of death.
很多人去到下一个城市的时候,
he was stoned to death, and he fears that it would happen again when his disciples came to help him, so he ran away from Lystra to the next city.
因为很害怕再一次被人家去钉死,
So if we stop here, then Apostle Paul is a coward Christian who runs away.
如果就是这样走出去的时候,保罗好像是一个很懦弱的一个基督徒。
Isn't that selfish Christian as well?
亦都可能係一個好自私嘅基督徒。
But that echoes Matthew chapter 10 when Jesus sends out his disciples to the cities of Jerusalem and Israel. He said, if one of the cities does not accept you after you preach them, after you greet them, peace be with you, go to the next city.
咁就好似咧，回應翻喺呢個第十章裏邊，耶穌同佢門徒講：，如果你去到呢個城市，城市嘅人唔接納你嘅時候，你就去下一個城市。
And Jesus said, before I return, you will not be able to go all the cities around.
佢話你未必可以去曬每一個城市嗰度傳福音。
In verse 21 and 22, it tells us that after the life-threatening experience, Paul's missional endeavors saw much greater success, so-called in our definition, in the next city called Derbe. He preached the gospel, he made many disciples.
咁喺21節裏面記載到，當保羅喺呢個特比呢個城市嘅佢嘅傳福音嘅努力得到嘅回應好好多。
But what is interesting to me,I hope this interests you as well. If Paul left Lystra for the sake of his, you know, fear of death, then when the ministry is successful in the city of Derbe, why didn't he stay longer?
咁我亦都要問一個問題，我令我好迷惑嘅就話，既然佢咁成功嘅時候，點解跟住佢又走咗去咧？
He could enjoy the community and the fellowship with the Christians that he was able to convert and the disciples that he was able to make.In the city of Derbe, but if you read in verse 22, they decide to return to the place where people stoned him.
咁喺呢個喺特別呢個城市裏邊佢可以將好多人去成為基督徒去傳福音，亦都可以同佢哋有呢個團契嘅時間。但係保羅揀咗嘅路就係話翻去頭先佢俾人幾乎俾人哋釘死嘅地方。
Right, if you look at verse 21 at the last sentence, it says, they returned to Lystra, this is the place where they were stoned to death, and to Iconium and to Antioch.
咁佢話到佢去到別加，然後跟住去亞大利，跟住再去到安提柯。
And it is always to interpret the Bible with another Bible passage. It tells in verse 22, it tells us why they went back. It is because they wanted to strengthen, they wanted to encourage, and they had a message to share.
因為好簡單，喺22節佢講到，佢話佢哋堅固咗門徒嘅信心，勸佢哋行走所信嘅道。
It is because there are numerous churches that Paul and Barnabas planted, like a young church who needs help.
佢有好多新嘅教會係保羅同埋巴拿巴去建立，佢好需要俾人去堅固佢哋嘅信心。
For Paul and Barnabas, they did not fear men, therefore they went back.
因為佢怕嘅唔係人，所以點解佢選擇翻去本來嗰個城市
？And I think in the Korean culture, as I am Korean American, and I grew up in Japan, and I studied in China.
咁我作為一個嘅韓裔嘅美國人，雖然我喺日本出生，我喺中國讀過書。
In an Asian culture, it is sometimes very difficult to share your faith, especially in Japan.
咁去同人哋傳福音，尤其是喺日本傳福音係好難嘅。
When I was on a mission trip to Japan on my bicycle, I was able to travel from Tokyo to Okinawa.In the span of 6 months.
咁我曾經有半年喺呢個日本一路踩單車，一路去傳福音。我由呢個嘅日本出發，同呢個東京出發，去到Okinawa。
But you wouldn't know if a person is Christian or not unless they tell you.
咁你真係唔會知道嗰個人係咪一個基督徒，除非你開口同嗰個人講嘢。
And I'm not, I'm not.Degrading my beloved Christians in Tokyo, but I'm sharing what I've seen. It is difficult to tell the difference between a Christian man and non-Christian man.
咁佢好難去睇得出一個人係咪一個嘅基督徒。
And when Paul went back to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, they were the young Christians who needed their help in order to continue in their faith and not turn back to the world.
咁佢哋選擇翻返去安提柯，喺安提柯裏邊有好多年輕嘅基督徒，佢需要保羅幫助佢哋堅固佢哋嘅信心。
And they were strengthening these leaders, Paul's and Barnabas, they were strengthening the souls of each Christian who were at the brink, at the verge of apostating and going against the faith that they received, but follow back the way of the world again. So they went back, right? Without enjoying the pleasure of fellowship. I'm not saying it is not a good thing, but without having spending more time in Derby, they went back because they feared that there are Christians who needed their encouragement, strengthening, and one more thing is to share them that tribulations, many tribulations, are normal for God's people.
咁佢選擇翻返去呢個安提柯，另一個原因就係話佢好想同佢哋分享，作為一個基督徒，佢哋要經歷好多嘅艱難。
But where do you think that strengthening, where do you think that message, or where do you think that encouragement at first, initially, come from for Paul and Barnabas?
咁你覺得對於保羅同埋巴拿巴嚟講，啊呢啲要去堅固人嘅信心，呢啲所講嘅説話，嗰個動力喺邊度嚟咧？
It was given to Paul and Barnabas by God initially.
當然係神將呢個嘅能力俾過佢哋。
And it is because God has given them all these things, Paul and Barnabas, as well as the mission, Paul and Barnabas were called to go out to open the doors to the Gentiles and help out and share what they have received from God.
因為起初係神去打開呢道門，俾保羅同巴拿巴向呢個外邦人去信主。
So in one sense, what departed from Paul and Barnabas first came to them from God.
佢哋係由神而嚟嘅一個嘅能力。
So if that is true, if the missionary who planted a church has this mindset, this philosophy of ministry, then by definition, church must be missional.
咁所以，去建立呢個教會就喺呢個情況之下。
If we receive something good from God and we are terminating them within the church and not going outside of these four corners of the building, then it is, by definition, may not be the missional church.
咁所以好多時候，當我喺神嗰度去接受咗呢個神俾我哋嘅恩賜嘅時候，我都應該啊將呢啲恩賜去帶去每一個嘅角落。
And this is also verified by the greatest commandment that God has given, Jesus has given to his disciples: Go make disciples.
即係佢話你要去使萬民作你嘅門徒。
So there's always a phase of Christian life within the church. There's a gathering, a weekly gathering to worship God. The calling to worship, and there is going out, there is being sent out.
So, 基督徒是有兩方面，一方面我一齊要去聚集，去分享到神俾我哋嘅福音；另一方面，亦都要去令到其他人作我哋嘅作主嘅門徒。
And just to help out some of you who are about to fall asleep, I have a question to ask.
咁見有啲人就嚟瞓著啦，咁我問你一個問題。
What is the name of the church that sent out Paul and Barnabas?
咁你記唔記得究竟邊一個教會將保羅同埋巴拿巴送出去做傳道人嘅咧？
Does anybody know?
有冇人知道咧？
It starts with A, ends with C.
係由呢個 A 字頭開始嘅。
Yeah, if you know, just share it. I want to hear.
Olivia?
I've said numerous times.
Okay, 講咗呢個名講咗好多次㗎啦，今日。
Jacob, you know, it seems like you had something. Yes, good job. It's called the Church of Antioch in Syria, right? There are two churches called Antioch Church. One is in Syria, which is a church, the multinational, multicultural, multi-ethnic church, just like the churches in New York City. That is a church who sent out Paul and Barnabas to Cyprus and all that. The other church is Antioch of Pisidia. This is a church where there were mixed of results of Paul's ministry, and some of them, or maybe even more than a half of Jews there, wanted to persecute and stone Paul and Barnabas. So one is sending the God's missionaries, but the other one is going to persecute them.
You know, traveling. 兩個安提柯嘅教會，第一個就喺敘利亞嘅安提柯教會，就將保羅同埋巴拿巴送出去，而佢哋呢段經文所提到嘅安提柯嘅教會，就係想將呢個保羅釘死嘅教會。
Right, so Acts chapter 13 and 14 is the first mission journey of Paul and Barnabas, and we are at the end of chapter 14, so this is like at the end of, like, they are returning back to their sent church, which is Antioch of Syria.
13章就講到佢哋呢一次嘅旅程。 所以我去到14節尾嘅時候，就講到呢個旅程嘅結束。
Yeah, right before Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch of Syria, they went all the cities, all the churches that they have planted, and they did one specific task, which is to appoint elders of each church.
咁去到每一個教會佢建立嘅教會嘅時候，佢有選立呢個長老。
And the wording that Luke, which is the author of this book, the book of Acts, describes the appointment is very interesting. So listen to me out. With prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
路加作為呢本書嘅作者，佢講到話，去選立長老嘅時候，佢禁食、禱告，然後將所託付、所信嘅嘢交俾佢哋。
So the leaders of the church are appointing elders or deacons or leaders of the church with prayer and fasting.
他用这个禁食和祷告去作为这个选立长老的过程。
And they committed them, they gave them, they slid them over to God, to the Lord, in whom everyone believed.
然后将他们交托给所信的主。
So the way that Paul and Barnabas were appointed by leadership of Antioch Church in Syria, they were repeating the same manner of appointing elders at each church that they planted. And in order for a church to preach the gospel continuously, to be strengthened in their souls, and to be encouraged and to continue in their faith, and to know that there are many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God, Paul and Barnabas knew that appointment of elders were required.
为了要去坚固人的信心，要劝他们勤守他们所信的道，所以保罗和巴拿巴在每一个教里面都选择这个选立了长老去坚固人的信心。
So even some say the manner that Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in each church is identical to the initial commission of Paul and Barnabas by the Church of Antioch. So let's try to see what church this is and how God has used leadership of this church to appoint and send out missionaries.
我们去用这个例子，看下究竟这个教会怎么样将这个差传的宣教士去差传出去。
So in Acts 13, verses 2 to 3, it says that the Antioch church was worshiping, right? And they were praying and they were fasting. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to the leaders of the church. And those of you who are theologically keen readers and listeners, this is after the Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit said to the leaders, set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.
13章第2節，他說要為我分派巴拿巴和掃羅去作我召他們所作的工。
So it is God, the Holy Spirit, choosing Barnabas and Saul and asking the leaders to set them apart, consecrate them.
所以是这个圣灵去拣选了他们，去将他们去分开。
And in the history of the Jewish culture, from the Genesis all the way to the Revelation, when God sets someone apart, that means to make him holy, God is about to give that person a task.
即是当你将在圣经里面讲到将一个人分开出来的时候，即是说是爱人是成圣。
So the leaders of the Antioch church received that commandment with faith, and so they went on fasting as well as praying, and then they laid their hands on them and they sent them off.
于是他们禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Now this Antioch church is like a church in the city.
咁喺呢个城市嗰度，
their leadership of the church has been a very diverse body of believers. At least four of them you know, in chapter 13, 1, they list the name of the leaders of this church. At least four of them are not from Antioch or Syria.
咁其實佢所講嘅四個嘅名，嗰啲人都唔係喺呢個當地嗰個地方嚟嘅。
And by looking at that, by having a leaders of diverse community from diverse community, we can know that this church's vision is not simply for its own outreach in Antioch, but for God's larger purpose and the scattered around of Antioch.
咁我哋同呢個教會裏邊佢嘅領導人。是来自不同的地方，知道他不单止想去当地的人去传福音，亦都想去更加周围的远一点的地方，大一点的地方去传福音。
Because we know in the verse 28, it says, God has all that God has, they declared all that God has done, as well as a door that was opened in faith to the Gentiles.
他看到就说神去打开门，给他们向外邦人去传福音。
Right, so it was the election, it was the God's initiation to use Antioch Church to reach the Gentiles as well as diaspora Jewish leader, Jewish people.
咁我哋睇到係神佢開始去用呢兩個人去開一條新嘅傳福音嘅路徑。
And I think many of us here today can relate to this one way or the other.
咁可能今日你同我都有呢個嘅同感。
For example, when you graduate from college, when we are actively seeking a job, prayer and asking God's guidance and His help becomes our second nature.
咁好多時候，當你大學畢業啦，你去揾工嘅時候，好多時候我哋都會咁樣去求神去幫助我哋。
For the professions that we seek in this world, we come to God for the time being, maybe not after we got the job that we want. And we fervently pray and we ask God's help.
咁好多時候喺你未揾到工之前，你好努力嘅求神去帶領你。
So it's like us initiating things that we want and asking God to help what I want, right?
好多時候我都去求神去幫助我哋達成我哋嘅心願。
God, I think you are calling me to be this or that, so could you help me?
主啊，我得你会带我行呢条路，你可唔可以带领我呢？
But when it comes to the serving in the church, the body of Christ, for God's glory, it is precisely by the initiations of God and invitations from Him.
咁就算话去到呢个教会里边嘅时候，神都系带领你去到呢个教会。
So not everyone can be a missionary.
唔系每个人都会去做呢个差传嘅宣教士。
There were seven leaders in the church of Antioch, and only Barnabas and Paul was initially selected. But later, you know, there are other people who went. But initially, only two people out of seven were selected.
喺安提柯呢個教會裏邊有七個領袖，但只有兩個保羅同埋巴拿巴被揀選出去做宣教士。
So, in simply put, it is the active initiation and continuation and completion of God's work, and we are just being part of it, a partner to His kindly invitation.
咁我哋睇到神去打开个门去拣选佢哋，帮助佢哋去走出去，亦都帮助佢完成呢个差传嘅工作。
This is the primary reason why Paul and Barnabas, when they returned to Church of Antioch, said all that God has done.
所以点解当佢翻到去嘅时候，佢成日都讲一句说话：主所做嘅一切。
They didn't say all that I did in God.
佢话唔系，佢唔系话我做咗啲咩嘢。
All the suffering that I had to go through.
唔係佢講話我要經過嘅困難。
Regardless of highs and lows of their ministry first missionary journey, it was God at the center of it.
佢講嘅每一樣嘢嘅重心都係講翻神。
Right. So this mindset, the vertical relationship. I've been saying this. I think I said this previously when I was here. The vertical relationship that initiated by God coming down is flowing into the elders and appointment of deacons and other leaders in each city that Paul and Barnabas went.
咁好似係一個垂直嘅關係，神從去揀喺個教會裏邊揀選咗呢個長老同埋呢個執事去行使一啲嘅工作。
Right. Because of this.Unshakable relationship that was initiated and that is being continued and that will be completed by God. That's where Paul and Barnabas received strength to go back to a city where they were stoned to death.
所以睇到就话系神俾呢个能力，俾呢个保罗同巴黎巴去行使佢哋嘅呢个差传嘅职务。
So to them, you know, if God is with us, who can stand against us? Was inactive in reality.
咁如果神系与我哋同在嘅时候，有边个可以今日去阻止我哋咧？
And one of the reasons why I also think that the mentioning of the many tribulations and many oppressions to the churches in Iconium and Antioch and Lystra was probably there were people walked away from faith.
咁可能喺头先讲呢三个教会里边，都有啲人去走出去，唔再信主。
Because of their relationship with God, because of their conviction that they received within the gospel, because of the blood and the resurrection of Jesus was not taking place in their heart, in their lives.Time when the winds come, when the trials come, they fall off and they do not continue in their faith.
咁但可能喺佢心里边，神从来冇真系喺佢内心里边动工，令到佢哋可以真系可以去跟随主。
And unfortunately, as I am being in the process of being ordained pastor, this would be the last thing I would ever want to see in the church where I serve.
咁我好希望嚇喺嚟緊將來，當我喺呢個教會侍奉嘅時候，好唔希望會見到有人會去離開教會。
And to see these first believers, to see believers who met Jesus when they were young, but they fall back and they fall off and they apostate and they do not follow in their path of faith anymore.
咁一個人當佢年輕嘅時候信咗主，後來離開咗，係一件幾可惜嘅事咧。
And they begin to put their health first.And they begin to put their wealth first, and they begin to put something that God has created first, rather than the Creator God.
好多时候，佢都将神所创造嘅嘢，佢哋嘅健康、佢哋嘅财富，睇得比神呢个嘅创造者更加重要。
So if you really think about the commissioning of God, of His people through the leadership of Antioch Church.
我哋睇到喺呢个安提柯呢个嘅领导团里边
，and if you see when they return the confession of that it is God who did everything, not us。
佢哋睇到就话系神做一切嘅嘢。
And when they know for sure the commission, the mission that they received for each church, clearly without hesitation or confusion。
咁佢亦都睇到喺嗰度吓冇质疑嘅。
Their real strength as a Christian.Is visible in their daily life.
喺佢哋日常生活上边，佢都将佢哋嘅信去显示出嚟。
And as I want to close our sermon today, I think this is today's Youth Sunday, I believe.
咁今日系一个年轻人嘅主日。
And this is for you guys. That's the strength. That's the real strength that will get you through many tribulations.
是神的能力去令你可以走过你人生你将来的艰难。
It's not just the strength for you to go through the tribulations, but it is the strength that you would enjoy Christ in the midst of those tribulations.
不是只说你去走过这些艰难这些困难，而在你走这个过程里面，你享受与基督一起同在。
And in that sense,Unshakable, unchangeable nature of God is now bestowed upon you so that the changing world cannot shake unchangeable God's love for you.
而在这个不断去改变的社会里面，神在内心里面都依然是不变。
And if you're ever being shaken by the world, if you're ever being shaken by tribulations, remember this prayer from St. Augustine's in the Confessions.
咁如果你係真係唔記咗嘅時候，都希望你記得奧古斯丁嘅呢句嘅説話。
Saint Augustine was a theologian, who lived back in fourth century from around 350.
奧古斯丁係上古時代嘅人。
He prayed like this in his confessions: "Give what you command, O Lord."
佢話：主啊，你And你所吩咐嘅，让你让我能够去继续去达成，去你去俾我哋，俾我。
And command what you will.
佢话你要点样吩咐我嘅，你就吩咐我啦。
Let me repeat that one more time. So it is God give what you command.
主啊，你要吩咐我嘅嘢，你就俾个我。
And God command what you will.
你想怎么样去吩咐我的都随你的意志而行。
Simply put, what you're asking is God, commend us and accomplish your commandment in us.
让你所吩咐的有一天我都能够去为你去达成。
With the message from God, with the gospels that's been preached by the leaders, and as well as the classes that you will take to become a disciples of Jesus,
咁我哋今日无论你嘅长老或者你喺呢个主日学嘅课程里边所学到嘅嘢
，and through many tribulations that you will expect，
喺呢个艰难里边你会去遇到嘅困难
，I wish to strengthen you, encourage you，
我会去鼓励你
，and I encourage you to continue in the faith that you receive as a child.
都求神喺你年轻嘅时候，你信嘅主，你嘅信心一直嘅坚固落去。
And you never know, maybe one day God will send you off.
或者有一日神都会用你差传你出去。
To the places where you will be strengthened by God alone.
又好使能够得到神嘅帮助去坚固你。
Through your mouth, gospel is preached.You will see many people coming to God.
亦都让你可以见到好多人有一日会去信主。
And with that hope, let me close in a prayer.
我哋低头祈祷。
Our Father, we ask that you would help us to move, breathe, think, speak, and act for your honor and praise.
主啊，让我哋嘅生活、动作、存留都系由你去帮助我哋。
And Lord, we pray that some of what was in Paul and Barnabas would be in our lives today and the days to come.
我们祈祷保罗和巴拿巴所有的事，我们有一天，我们今天在来日都会有。
That many of us here today would declare all that you have done in our lives with the fellow brothers and sisters of this church.
让我们能够你所为我们所做的，我都与我们在这里的弟兄姐妹去分享。
That we would spend time and days and nights celebrating your goodness manifests to many of us through this church.
让我能够彼此嘅鼓励彼此嘅分享。
And at the end of the day, allow us to attribute all the success and glory to you alone in our prayer and fasting.
让我哋嘅喺祈祷喺禁食里边都能够将呢一切嘅荣耀归翻俾主。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。